water. Live, launching into the second hour here, taking your calls about whatever's on your mind. Still to come here tonight, Detroit. Got some Detroit news. We haven't done Detroit news in 2 weeks here on Free Talk Live, and it's kind of fascinating to watch a city crumble with the government not being able to collect taxes from a lot of properties and people just exiting left and right from the city, hundreds of thousands having left over the last few decades.
Farms popping up in abandoned in neighborhoods that are almost denuded of people. You'll have a family with just a bunch of empty houses around, and they got a farm growing in their backyard in Detroit.
Fascinating stuff. We'll tell you what's going on with their parking meters in Detroit here in a little bit when we get a chance. Also, Scotland may be voting to secede from the UK, and we'll give you more details on all of that if we get a chance. But we're going to go to your phone calls here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And let's jump right back into those calls. We've got Victor on the line in Tennessee. Victor, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hey, guys. This is the second time that I've given you a call. I should listen to your show more often. I do enjoy the way that you do things. But
thanks.
I am going to say one thing, you know, and just any advice to any people out there. You know, me and my wife agreed to be in love 19 years ago, and we did not ask the state for a license to do it.
Excellent.
You know, I agree to drive my truck, my RV, my minivan, and other vehicles in with, you know, common sense, and, of course, for respect for other people. But I do not have a license. Can't do it.
Wow. How many years have you been driving without a license?
Helicopter, though. Which is
what?
Yeah. Well,
what about a helicopter? I'm sorry, I missed that point.
Fly a helicopter.
You do not need a license, is what you're saying, to fly a helicopter?
I think he said he did get a license to fly a helicopter.
Oh, yeah. You know, I actually went through the government procedure to get a license to fly a helicopter because I wanted to fly one so bad.
Yeah.
You know, I just wanted to do it. It was you know, something I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But now I don't need one anymore because...
Because,
you know, I always fly a helicopter.
Okay, so I'd like to know a little bit more about you. Victor, I'd like to know a little bit more about you driving with no license. How many years have you been doing this?
I will be 50 in another month. I've been doing it for 27 years.
How many times have you been pulled over, arrested, and thrown in a jail cell for it?
I have been pulled over and arrested for driving without a license three times.
Mm-hmm.
One time I spent 30 days in a King County jail up in Seattle, Washington, which was a you know, bad experience. But, you know, for the most part, you know, you spend the day, you get out, and that's been my experience. And
so,
I have had to pay the cost for this. I mean, but, you know, I mean, a part of the revolution needs to be people who just need to understand what their rights are. I mean, we do not need to be taken over by a bunch of people that just want to make you a slave and say, hey, look, you have to have a license to what? Get married, to be in love? Does that make any sense?
No, it's outrageous, and I'm with you, and I support the Freedom of Travel activists. I've done a little bit of it myself, like, for instance, driving around in a cruiser that has Shire plates on it. I've done that, private plates, essentially, not state plates. But I haven't done the whole driving without a license thing yet. I haven't gone that far. Now, would you say it was worth it? I mean, you've been at, you know, 20 some years. You've been doing this with no license. You spent about a month of your life in jail. I mean, would you say that overall you're happy with the results?
Well, yeah, you know, yeah, absolutely. because it's not about it's about looking in the mirror and being able to say that you can face yourself with I mean, we need to get more balls out there and just be like, hey, look, natural law is more important than color of law.
How many times have you had your car stolen from you by armed men calling themselves the police on the side of the road? So not necessarily you've gone to jail, but they've just taken your car.
Well, I've been pulled over 3 times in my life, and my car was taken 3 times. One time I was not in a financial position to be able to retrieve it. It just was stolen by the tow company. The other 2 times I was able to get it back.
And, you know, in all of these situations, you went to jail, you went to court. What happened in court? I mean, can you summarize your 3 experiences?
Yeah, well, the one time when I was put in jail in King County in Seattle, Washington, and the jails were overcrowded there, granted, I mean, totally overcrowded, full of, you know, people. I mean, who even knows why they're in there? It's just, it was totally overcrowded. Mm-hmm. But when I spent 30 days, and when I finally got before the judge, he gave me credit for time served. It was a $100 fine for not having a license.
Yeah. Wow.
And then I went and got my. No, that's I lost my car. That's when I lost my car. I mean, you know.
That figures. You're in jail for 30 days. You can't exactly get to pay the impound fee. So, what about the other 2 cases? I mean, were you ever ordered to get a license by a judge? I mean, how does this pan out?
Yeah. Right. Well, no. The thing about most of these laws on the books, it's like, can you be ordered? I mean, seriously, my wife and I have been together for 19 years, and, you know, we decided that we were in love. So am I really going to go to the state and get a permission to be in love? I mean, and pay a fee and maybe even have a blood test or maybe even have all I mean, it doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. And I don't imagine that means, you know, just because you have a piece of paper that you somehow love her even more. I totally agree with you that people should avoid getting.
Here in Chattanooga, where I live, I've got 10 cats. And, you know, that sounds a little crazy, maybe. Maybe I'm a little crazy. But I have 10 cats, but the city of Chattanooga requires that they all have licenses. A license to be a cat?
It's ridiculous. They dog licenses here in Keene. I'm with you, Victor, and I agree with you that more people should have some cojones and stand up for what they believe in and put their money and their rights where their mouth is, and I think that's part of the reason why the Free State Project is a good idea, because the reality is there just aren't enough people like you out there, people who are willing to actually take a risk to actually, you know, stand on their freedoms. I think we got to get people like that together in the same geographic area so we can support one another, because I want to be there to record a video of somebody like you who's got the courage to stand up like that. And maybe if, you know, we get people together, that courage will spread. It'll infect to other people when people can see the success stories, or at least see what the consequences really are. And I thank you for the call and sharing your experience tonight. I love these guys that, you know, drive with no license and are doing it safely, and, you know, they're not putting anybody at risk. They're just not begging, you know, they're not begging for permission to live their lives. I find that heroic.
Yeah, it's I agree 100%, Ian. It reminds me of Lauren Canario and what she was doing to inspire you to come up here.
Well, she did some freedom to travel activism, too, but they just beat you down. If you're doing it alone, and that's why this guy is amazing that he's been doing it for so many years. Lauren did, I think, no registered vehicle. I don't know if she didn't have a license. I'm not sure about that detail, but I know that her vehicle was unregistered. And they went after her, and they just put so much pressure on her that she ended up cracking. And I don't blame her for it, because you either want to drive or you don't. And if you want to drive enough and they're threatening you enough, you're going to jump through their damn hoops, just like I did recently, where I was under threat of arrest if I didn't go and get their government license. I made it for 6+ years here in New Hampshire without getting the New Hampshire license. I had my old Florida license. for that time, and I'd even renewed the Florida license within that time. And they finally came after me, and they threatened me, and they told me that I would be arrested any time I was caught behind the wheel of a car. Major motor vehicle violations, repeat offender could put me in jail for over a year. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, bring up what you want. You're toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you will find there. Coming up, The Detroit parking situation. You think parking's bad where you live? Well, you can compare and contrast and find out how it is in Detroit. We'll get into some of those details here when we get a chance, but your phone calls come first. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coffee.freetalklive.com is where you can go to get a free pound of the best coffee. It's called BuzzBox. Shade grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica. This is great coffee, but you can get great coffee from a variety of different places. So what makes BuzzBox special? Well, it's their co-op. They're allowing people around the world in third world countries to buy into their co-op with microloans, by the way. They're doing microloans through World Vision. So what we're trying to do is help people make a better life for themselves through BuzzBox Coffee. You can go to coffee.freetalklive.com, get your free pound. You get signed up for an auto ship program that you can actually adjust your frequency. So, you know, if you're a heavy drinker, you can make the frequency more often. If you're a lighter drinker, you can make the delivery less often of your favorite kind of coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com. But you get first pound free. You can cancel the subscription at any time. You do have to pay the shipping cost on that free pound, but otherwise you don't pay any cost for the coffee itself. And you can help change people's lives. If we can get 1,000 Free Talk Live listeners to order coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com, that will allow us and BuzzBox to finance 100 microloans through World Vision. So you can drink great coffee and help people make a better life. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
I'm drinking a delicious cup of BuzzBox coffee right now.
You got a big old cup of it over there, too.
Yeah.
All right, so our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Back to your phone calls and thoughts. Andrew is in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Andrew.
Hey, guys. I first want to start off by saying I'm a little bit of a history nut. Specifically, I really like to find history, you know, events that repeat themselves throughout history. More specifically, Hitler pre-World War II and the United States government, Bush administration, post 9/11, and how those events were, in my opinion, extremely similar.
Tell me more.
Okay, so let me kind of backtrack a little bit. In 1933, Germany, Hitler staged an attack along with the Gestapo, and they burned down the Reichstag building in Germany, yep, which is the parliament building. Before then, Germany was a primarily democratic country. And after that, Hitler used that attack to essentially fear everyone into thinking that he needed more power. He became the emperor and then the dictator of Germany, and hence allowed World War II to happen and the mass slaughtering of millions of people. Post 9/11, George Bush declared that we needed to invade Iraq because it was, you know, that's where the terrorists were and everything. He also passed a bunch of unconstitutional laws that otherwise would not have been able to have been passed if it weren't for 9/11. And I just thought that was a pretty cool, interesting conclusion that I had drawn, and I wanted to share that with you guys, because last time I called in, well, a few times back I called in, and it was on 9/11, and you guys had said that, what does it matter, you know? What does it matter if the government was involved, if they knew, if they helped orchestrate it? And if the people of Germany had known that the Reichstag fire was started by the Gestapo rather than a communist, Jewish, mentally challenged boy, I feel like things really would have gone a lot differently.
Well, certainly if, and by the way, I agree with your assessment. There are certainly some similarities between those situations. But my point about the 9/11 conspiracy mongering is that you can't easily prove the claim, right? So it'd be one thing if the people of Germany, you know, if it was obvious
that this was what happened, that it was a setup, that they had staged this whole thing. And it'd be the same thing if there were some real damning evidence that was undeniable about 9/11. There are a lot of interesting questions, you know, what about Building 7? Mm-hmm. You know, there's all kinds of questions, but there are lots of theories surrounding these questions, no real concrete answers. One side makes one claim, another side makes another claim. Many claims have been completely debunked over time. There's, you know, there's this movie called Loose Change that a lot of people were talking about for a long time, and there's a great website online that debunks a lot of the claims about Loose Change. And from what I've heard, there's another site that debunks the debunking site. And so my point being that you can just get lost in this world of theory and theorizing about 9/11. And why bother? And the reason I ask why bother is because right now, today, you have things happening. Like we talked about the front of the show. They stopped traffic, 12 lanes of traffic outside of D.C. last week to look for some bank robbers, and they did car-to-car searches at gunpoint of people. I don't have to speculate about that. I don't have to speculate about some sort of theory or did it happen or didn't it happen or who was really behind it. All I have to do is show the video and show the pictures and give people's, you know, stories and their experiences from what it was like. There's no denying that that happened and what it was. Whereas with the 9/11 thing, if you have a certain theory, then you have to present all these, you know, you have to present the theory, you have to present the evidence that you believe backs your theory. You then have to refute the refutations of the evidence, and it just goes on and on and on. And here we are, you know, over a decade later, and no real solid answers have been provided. It doesn't mean that I believe the government's story, but it also doesn't mean I believe the conspiracies out there. And there are a variety of them, everything from, you know, the Bush administration was behind it to there were alien ships. So, you know, you take your pick. Ultimately, my goal is to help spread the ideas of liberty. And there are plenty of stories in the news today and tomorrow that will show that the government people are tyrants and they hurt innocent people and they lie and they steal and they mismanage and they are just generally awful. And I have no problem showing that. And I don't have to go and dig around through, you know, history and try to make some sort of obscure case about an event that happened back, you know, 12 years ago or 13 years ago at this point. But Johnny Ray, I'm wondering what you think about the whole 9/11 conspiracy situation.
I think that Americans have, just like you said, they've got a wealth of evidence to show that the bureaucrats and the agents of the state are not, certainly no better than the run-of-the-mill citizen in the U.S. They've got all the evidence they need to see that the state is a failure, it's a joke, and it only hurts us. And so a conspiracy about 9/11 and them perpetrating that, I don't think you need that.
It muddies the waters, in my opinion. Andrew, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here. Bring up what you want. Detroit Parking. We'll tell you about their situation coming up.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your doors are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door, now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with the Door Sentinel. Go to MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com and enter coupon code SAFE for 15% off of your order. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, bring up anything right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got a website. You can go there and get all kinds of stuff for free, including our mobile site. If you want quick access to our live streams, just go to mmobile.freetalklive.com to get access to our broadband, midband, and narrowband stream. So different bit rates for different internet connection speeds. Maybe you're in a not-so-hot area for speed. You can connect to the narrowband stream. It won't sound so great, but it might just stay connected. If you've got broadband, go with the broadband stream. M as in mobile.freetalklive.com. I said earlier that we're going to tell you how to get Bitcoins. Maybe you have taken the first step into the world of Bitcoins. You've gotten a Bitcoin wallet, for instance, from blockchain.info, and you're ready to load that wallet up with Bitcoins, or maybe you can afford a fraction of a Bitcoin. You don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin to get started in Bitcoin, because one Bitcoin is currently over $600. So maybe you want to get a quarter of a Bitcoin or an eighth of a Bitcoin. You can do all those things. You can go to cashintocoins.com. They make it easy, safe, fast, legal, and inexpensive. And customer service is their top priority at cashintocoins.com. You can use a money order, check, or a wire transfer, and their rates are great as well. In fact, you can buy less than $40 worth of Bitcoin at cashintocoins.com, and you will pay no fee. And when you do have a fee, if you're buying more than $40 worth, you can actually donate a portion of your fee to charity. Cashintocoins.com. Again, cashintocoins.com. We continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Jacob, listening in Ohio via TuneIn. Hey, Jacob.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to plug a little something for my website. I help run OhioCopBlock.org.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have Pete coming around March 28th in Cleveland.
That's Pete Ayer. He's one of the founders of CopBlock.org. Great guy, and lives in Keene sort of part of the year, and hopefully he'll be kind of heard. He's coming back up this way. I guess he's making a pit stop there in Cleveland, you say?
Yeah, March 28th. I really can't access the Internet, so I don't know much information. I'm banned from it for the next 2 years, so... I just got this from...
How are you banned from... Hold on. How are you banned from the Internet, but yet listening on the TuneIn app?
I'm banned from computers, not Internet. I'm listening out of my phone.
Oh, yeah. So they don't count the smartphone as a computer?
No.
That's great. No, I mean, it's not great that you're banned from the Internet.
You got a nice smartphone. No, I'm just banned from computers.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. And that stems back to a longer story, which we probably don't have time to get into.
Yeah, but, we don't have time to get into that tonight. But
you got screwed over by the state because of a purchase of some chemicals, research chemicals online, and it was an awful situation.
Yeah, it's my business, and it was the wrong chemical, and a lot of things happened, and the federal boys dropped it because there was a custody break, but then they wanted to indict a bunch of my friends, so I took a plea deal, something that I kind of regret now.
Oh, man.
And I had to serve 6 months, but it was worth it because, I took
Where were you serving the time? Was it a minimum security, maximum?
It was called a CBCF. It's for, people that are, younger. They're meant for, that have drug dependence or criminal thinking errors. And I tell my probation officer every day or every time we talk, I did not commit a crime. I didn't hurt anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I understand you're not going to change your beliefs and we're not trying to. And I almost even got kicked out of the prison because they thought Cop Block was a gang. That's a whole different story.
They thought Cop Block was a gang?
Yeah, they put me in the hole and my case manager had to get a lawyer and I had to promise not to work in the kitchen, make any bombs or do any of those things. I'm like, I promise you guys, I would never hurt a fly. I believe in the non-aggression principle. And I explained it to the guy. He's like, well, you're still in a gang. People were right now.
Were they afraid you were going to get a knife in the kitchen or something like that?
No, they thought I was going to make a bomb in the kitchen.
So, CopBlock.org, great website. I'm a huge supporter of CopBlock. I've been on board from the beginning. And so, you are behind Ohio. Was it OhioCopBlock.org, was it?
Yeah, I'm the founder of OhioCopBlock, but I really can't do anything there. I have someone that speaks for me and writes for me. I write the letter or I write a draft up and I send it to them and they publish it under my name. So, I kind of got around that so I can still... Nice. Voice my opinion on things and such.
How are things going there in Ohio? I know that we've got one of your former cop blockers there, Eric Freerock.
Eric?
He's the host.
Yeah,
he's the host of the Cop Block radio show, and he's moved here to New Hampshire now.
We miss him. Actually, he hung out with one of my mentors, Keen, for one of your social Sundays. Keen, remember him? Or Kane?
Kane, he came up. Yep.
Yeah, that's one of my mentors. He's the one that taught me about the non-aggression principle and took me to you guys.
So how many people are involved there in Ohio Cop Block? Because I've heard there's not that many.
We have, the Bellevue version or the Sandusky. We have about 10, 15 active members. But down in Cleveland, they have a good 10 members. So we got about 25 people total coming. Yeah, it isn't bad for how small of a town we live in. Because Keene's the size of Sandusky, and that's where we do most of our filming. We usually get at least 10, 15 people when we do go filming. But it's cold right now, and a lot of people don't like going out.
Yeah, it's hard to get people out in the cold. That's certainly true.
But,
hopefully people will come out for the Pete Ayer event.
Yeah.
Jacob, when was the... When was the event again?
It's Friday, March 28th. I'm not sure on the time, but just Google Ohio Cop Walk, and I'm sure my friend Dio, who's running the page, has posted all about it on Cop Walk or Ohio Cop Walk.
Very cool. So, you still have a plan to get up to New Hampshire someday?
As soon as I'm off probation, guys, I'm saving up.
How many years on probation?
I've been a good little boy to the government babysitter, and I should be off within the next 6 months or so. So maybe within the next 9 months.
Cool, man. That sounds exciting, and thanks for the call tonight. Good luck there in Ohio. Appreciate the update. CopLock's getting affiliates all across the country. It's really probably one of the most popular liberty-oriented sort of websites, and I think that it's a great outreach tool because it brings people into the liberty movement from their frustration with the police. So a lot of the people involved in CopLock right up front may not really understand the ideas of liberty. They just might be angry at something that the police have done. And then they're introduced to people like Pete and Ademo, the founders of CopBlock, and they get to read some of the editorials and the posts that are being made on CopBlock.org, which inevitably are being written by people who not only understand police abuse, but also understand the ideas of liberty. So you can mix those ideas together and really help bring people to the ideas of freedom.
It's fantastic, and CopBlock is one of these opportunities for someone who sees the state growing and is upset about it and doesn't know what to do. You can get out with a camera, document mm-hmm. what the police are doing. There's no evil there. You're not committing any evil by recording daily life and what's happening. And then you can go from there. But if you're worried about the civilization and where the world's going, then you should try to do something. That's I moved to New Hampshire, Ian, and I'm certainly not one of the more active people up here, but I'm still happy with myself, and like Victor was talking about, looking himself in the mirror, I have no problem doing that because I tried to do something. I changed my life in some way to try and make the world a better place.
And it's been a good thing. It's been a good experience.
I've enjoyed, meeting you and so many others,
so many great people here, and over 1,500 people here now as part of the Free State Project. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in a little bit. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think the CopBlock page on Facebook's blown through 200,000 likes.
Wow.
It's really been on an upswing in popularity, and that's because they're putting out good content and they're doing good work. There's some people who will quibble over the name, that the name of CopBlock is conflict oriented, and I might agree with that, but it is what it is. They do a great job at what they do, and they're very, very popular in bringing people to the ideas of freedom. So that's a win. And they're also bringing people to the idea of knowing their rights, which is another important outreach project. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at bitcoingeneralstore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at bitcoingeneralstore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at bitcoingeneralstore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit bitcoingeneralstore.com today. That's bitcoingeneralstore.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything toll free here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Johnny Ray.
Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. The webcam is available to you, cam.freetalklive.com. We'll take you there. The chat room is built into the same page as the cam. And yes, you will find trolls in the Free Talk Live chat room. Somebody was just asking on the Free Talk Live Amplifiers group on Facebook if trolls are always in the chat room. I can't say they're always there, but they probably are. Because it's a chat room, and it's the internet, so that's how it is. You don't have to chat, though, to enjoy the cam. You can just go to cam.freetalklive.com, turn it on, watch, and listen at your leisure. It's free, unlike those other talk show hosts who charge you for access to their site features like that. Cam.freetalklive.com. Now, I mentioned the Free Talk Live Amplifier Facebook group. This is a brand new perk. We have a certain amount of perks that you get as a Free Talk Live amplifier, and this is the newest one, and I'm pretty excited about it because people are actually using it. Yeah, you still have access to the amp-only forum, which nobody goes on the BBS anymore. There aren't really that many posts. I mean, there are some people still there. I should give those people credit for being so fastidious and you know, continuing on in the forum world with Facebook out there, kind of just basically siphoning off all the forum activity on the internet.
Uh-huh.
So we've gone ahead and created a Facebook group just for Free Talk Live amplifiers. And it's working out very well. There are over 200 Free Talk Live amplifiers, and former amplifiers are also welcome in the amp group. So everybody who's ever been an amplifier was given an invitation to this new group. And there's all kinds of discussions in there. Some of it's just, you know, issues based. Some of it is about the show and, you know, what are we doing with the AMP money and how can we spend it and, you know, what's the new AdWords program all about. And that's what we're fundraising for right now with AMP. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send $5 a month into Free Talk Live. We get on more radio stations and bring new internet listeners to the ideas of freedom. And every now and then we'll get a nice note from somebody who has something nice to say about Free Talk Live. In fact, James, who's helping us do fundraising for Free Talk Live, posted one of those notes in the AMP forum, and I'm going to share that with you. I always mean to send you guys an email telling you how much I appreciate your show. I've been listening for about 5 years, and it helped me dump a lot of the conservative BS I was touting at the time. I was a strong proponent of liberty as a teenager, but became a father and sole breadwinner for my new family when I was 18. For some reason, my new responsibilities, combined with talk radio, to which I listen because music stations are too repetitive, led me to thinking that I was a conservative. Your show helped bring me back home. And I actually explained some of the practicality of what I always felt, or that the show explained the practicality. Once I found the Sunday show, I haven't missed one since. Stephanie was able to help me understand all that crap the liberals had been saying all along about the racism that is built into the system and real socioeconomic problems in a way that spoke to my compassion rather than my cynicism. I guess what I'm trying to say, and feel free to share it with everyone, is you guys have changed my life for the better, and for that, I'm very thankful. And thank you for that note, whoever you are. It's not actually signed, but it was sent along. It's very, very nice. It's nice when people feel like Free Talk Live has made a difference in their lives, and that's great. That's one of the reasons why we do the show, is to help people discover the ideas of liberty, better understand them, and apply them in their lives. And if we're doing that, then we're doing our jobs, and hopefully we're entertaining at the same time, so more people will want to tune in and listen to the show. Obviously, it's not right for everybody, but if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, and you want more people to come across the ideas of liberty, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Right now, we have the matching fundraiser going on. We've raised around $750-$800 for this matching fundraiser per month. And so we've got generous contributors that are matching those numbers. But we can get up to $950 per month matched. So in order to close the gap to the end of that $950 goal, we're changing our gears. So what we have been doing was raising money to pay Daryl to do affiliate relations for the show. That's funded. That's been a success. He's helping out. He's doing a great job. He's here every morning at 9 a.m. sharp making phone calls to radio stations. We've succeeded at that. So to close the gap to the full $950, we're focusing on Google AdWords to start advertising on Google again, to bring new listeners into Free Talk Live. We're currently doing the advertising, but want to raise some more money to help fund that. So you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier right now over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card through PayPal, use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website, and your contribution, whether it's $5 a month, $10 a month, $25, whatever you want to give to us, we'll put it to good use. We'll bring new listeners in. In fact, Google AdWords, you do the bidding process. So what you do is you bid what you think a click is worth. So Google, you put in keywords that you want people to find your product when they search for those keywords. So like talk radio, for instance, or internet talk radio. Put in keywords like this, you're going to see Free Talk Live advertising, hopefully, and click on it. If people click on it, then we pay Google for that click. And so we have to tell Google what we think a click is worth. Currently, we're willing to pay up to 50 cents for a click. The average of what we actually end up paying is around 33, 34 cents per click. And so we can raise that amount. And if we raise the amount we're willing to pay, we'll raise our position on the list of advertising. So we're like usually at around second to third place, like closer to third place on average.
Uh-huh.
So if we are willing to bid more, then we can get a higher position. Or if we pay more per day, we can get more impressions. So there's different things that we can kind of tweak with this campaign if we can get some more money in to help with that. So please become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com.
I just had an idea, Ian, please, where we could tweak what Daryl's doing. If we can raise a little more money, we could hire me to come in at 9:15 sharp and stare at Daryl over my clipboard and complain about his productivity.
You could be a manager.
Yeah.
We'll work on that, Johnny Ray.
Okay.
855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here, and you can join us online, of course. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Still to come here tonight, Detroit is looking at raising their parking rates, something that we're seeing happen here in Keene, New Hampshire, where the city council is considering raising rates not only on what it costs to park in downtown Keene, but what the tickets would cost as well. They're talking about doubling the price of a ticket from $5 to $10 per ticket. They're talking about increasing, right now, it's 25 cents for a half an hour at some meters. They're talking about making it 25 cents for 20 minutes. So they're cutting back on the amount of time that you get. They're raising rates. They want to raise rates across the board. It hasn't actually happened yet. It's a proposal right now.
You're talking about here in Keene?
Here in Keene, yeah.
Yeah, and aren't they also wanting to deny dimes and nickels and take quarters only?
The theory, the proposal is they want to have a minimum of 20 minutes, which would mean that you would have to put in either a quarter or two dimes and a nickel.
Okay.
So whether that'll actually pan out remains to be seen. There's rumor that there may be a petition among downtown business owners to try to stop this. In fact, I actually went to Laconia the other day, which is another small city in New Hampshire.
Up in the Lakes region.
In the Lakes region. Very beautiful place. Went to Laconia. We went to downtown Laconia. It was right before the Amanda Billy Rock hearing in court. And went downtown, and there wasn't a single parking meter anywhere to be found, Johnny Ray. And the city of Keene claims that parking meters are necessary in order to help business owners keep business flowing. The idea is that because the meters are there, that people are going to, you know, they're come in and do the business, and they're going to leave and leave another
parking
spot
available
for a new customer. But lo and behold, there's an entire downtown, which doesn't seem smaller. I mean, even though Laconia has a few less people than Keene, it's like 16,000 compared to, say, 23,000. The downtown area seems about as large, and not a single parking meter in sight, and plenty of businesses. Isn't that amazing? Apparently, you don't actually need parking meters to have successful businesses in a downtown.
Well, I can tell you that when I go downtown and I have to pay for parking, it's not something that enters my mind. It doesn't get me in and out faster. So speaking personally, it doesn't work.
A lot of people could say that it actually is a disincentive to shop downtown, in that if you could go and shop at a big box store or some sort of shopping center or mall where there is more parking, a lot of people might choose to go there too. So maybe downtown businesses are losing out because of the existence of parking meters.
Right.
So here's a story from Detroit. We can get into more detail on it in hour number three, which is coming up. But they are also looking at increasing their parking fines. Unfortunately, in Detroit, they've got a problem where about half of the parking meters in the city are not operating properly at any given time. And if you recall correctly, from a few weeks back, several months actually, I think at this point, there was a news story about Detroit about their lights, the street lights. It was about 40% of the street lights are completely broken. They've either been, you know, smashed or shot or something like that, or they've just fallen into disrepair, and the city public works department hasn't done anything about it. So now we're learning that their parking meters are also in a similar level of disrepair. Just about one out of two parking meters is not going to work in the city of Detroit. So we'll tell you more about what they plan on doing here in a little bit, and it's fascinating to watch the city of Detroit just crumbling in on itself as the government continues to steal as much money as they possibly can in the meantime. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number tonight. Hour 3's next. You take control on Free Talk Live.
NeowBit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. NeowBit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, NeowBit. Go to meowbit.com. That's meowbit.com.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Hey, gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi, everybody. I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink or a protein shake or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will, too. And now you can get them all at JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for, a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here, too. All you have to do is go to JasonLewisTeam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now, that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's JasonLewisTeam.com.